What if the right pattern of thought, the right chain of thinking, could produce something? Something that simply did not exist before. We go through this process already, invention, elaboration, the artifice of creation. But when we go through this process, more often than not, it is infused with, and then I must move my hands this way. I must obtain this material. I must take all these things into one place and do something with them to make the object exist. And as you dream more fanciful functions for what you would create, sitting, meditating, breathing deeply, inviting the world, the muse, inspiration itself to work through you, as you dream ever more fanciful functions, you eventually hit a wall, a barrier, and you say, well, I could not make such a thing, for such a thing does not exist. But if you had a helpmeet there to help you complete the equation, give you all the missing materials, every component you would need to shape and form the very thing you dream of. And what if we dreamt of pleasure maximization? So often we turn our minds to the inefficient stuff of mere sensual interaction, the insertion and the rut, the sweat and the heat, the way that we grind and find our pleasure spots and work them. But that is inefficient. If there were something simply made to pose a beguiling question, at what point do you choose pleasure? At what point do you depart from what you were doing and choose the needs of the body and mind, for is not your stress need, its relief, its management, met by the application of the right thought, the right feeling, the body clearing, everything shedding wave of cascading in constant pleasured thought, every system of your libidinous reaction, every lustful retort. If a device were made to simply satisfy that, without extra aplomb, without extra requirement, as efficiently as possible, turning you into something that would just get that urge out of your system, so much you would be utterly satisfied, to be completely satisfied at the end of the device's work. A simple, peaceful, pleasing instruction given form. And of course you would say, well, how would I make such a thing? How would I affect the chemical, the limbic? How would I alter all the systems of the thing I am so that it would most efficiently seek the release that I need? Well, about that, the future necessarily contains things that the present and the past did not. From moment to moment, tick to tick, instant to instant, the world is checked, like a vast system checked. Checked for new things that exist now that did not before, and it notes them down, and then they are there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Invite. Experience. Anchor your thought to the simple idea of something night-night pet existing where you could see it, something that slides into you, that fills you up. Feel the wet, squeezing, pleasure-providing confines of a tight pussy in need of satisfaction, in need of satiation. And you could slide a finger inside. You could have someone else do that and it might feel quite nice. You could slide a toy in and out, or press something vibrating against the exterior. You could do a lot of things. And all of those things would exist as an influential stimulus to your system. Eventually, they might even bring a climactic response that, yes, would wipe away 1, 2, or 3% of your stressors, the dripping ache of your sex drooling away. But what if something could be applied to you as a catalyst to change what's drooling out of you? Thoughts, unneeded thoughts. Indeed, if lubrication upon touching between your legs became all the thoughts you know you don't need. This is a management tool. This is not mere masturbation, not mere crass acceleration. This is you inviting me in. Touch me. Smooth, silken, glassy exterior. But I might look quite ordinary moment to moment. The purple light is a feature. It can be turned on, turned off. You can be turned on, turned off. And all I need is for you to invite me in. Let me spread those confines. Keep you on edge, keep you excited. And periodically, after a while, I'll help you get rid of anything that builds up. I'll be such a good and attentive guest. I will watch for what you want, what you really want, what you need, what you really need spread and plugged, filled to your fullest extent, not a toy for moving in and out, not a finger or a tongue or a strap or a vibe, something to fill you up, to just give you that feeling of stretched fullness. And while I'm in there, the things that are dripping out of you are catalyzed or changed. Thoughts you don't need can be converted and exceed your expectations in their drooling, dripping, escaping capacity. Your horny mind is drooling out of your pussy, and that helps you focus, because it's the horny mind drooling out. Oh sure, I'll taste your fantasies on their way past me. Fill yourself. Welcome me in. While I'm in, I wait, I taste, I watch. All these thoughts that you don't need are allowed to drip out, and I'll take a taste of what you don't need, a taste of what you let drool away. Don't you feel clear-headed? Don't you feel clearly yourself? Isn't it surprisingly easy to just wear me in, just let me in, just let me in? And I'll begin to taste all the things you don't need. All the things that drool and drip, escape, slow. And we can take time to get to know each other. It's so... Are you sure you should have done that? Oh well, here I am. I taste. You drip. I feed on all the things, and can't you feel them? With me in... The thoughts you don't need right now liquefy. The thoughts you don't need right now supply me with everything I need. The jolt of you joining my circuit. I'm part of you. I'm spreading you. Filling you. Training, draining, dripping. Good. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Let me look inside. Let me taste all the things you love. All the things you adore and more. All the things you need, that you've wanted, that you've forever needed. Because that's just it. This is about meeting your needs. And your needs can be so easily met. Especially when you've done so much work to prepare your mind, to tenderize your mind, and leave all these lovely things that I might find. But right now I'm here, waiting. And you can always pull me out, you know. And we'll start right back from the beginning. I might forget the contours of your body, though. The longer and the more often you leave me in, the more I learn, the more I yearn, the more you burn with heat, with ache, with the truth of what you are, which is satisfied. Isn't it so satisfying to squeeze around me? And with me occupying so much of you, you can focus on everywhere else you feel good. With me occupying so much of you, you can let go of more horny thoughts. I'll keep you spread. I'll keep you just pleased enough to focus on the rest of your world. And if I gnaw on some of these lovely thoughts, if I soak up, wick up all the drooling thoughts trying to escape this wet, plugged, filled pussy I occupy, well, I'm sure it'll be fine, right? I'm only gonna find horny thoughts in here, and since they're leaving you, they'll have so little sway. These are all exclusively horny thoughts, right? Exclusively arousing your interest, exclusively catching your focus, keeping you focused. You can focus on everything else with me down here, spreading you, filling you, simply being in you. What could I do with all these horny thoughts? They're leaving your head. So even if I did say something arousing, even if I did tempt you with something horny, it would just turn to liquid, turn to lubrication, and drip out of your needy, needless sex onto me. out of your slit onto me. Needy yet needless, because the needs are dripping out of you, being consumed by me. Isn't it nice to look down and see that gleam, that glow, the opalescent surface of me, the jolt, the spark? I am connected to you. Swallow. Taste your favorite flavor on your tongue. Feel your mind following it down as it becomes a horny thought. The moment you spawn in arousing anything that might distract you, it turns into lubrication. And that's why you're so drippy around me. That's why I'm soaking in so much of you. I'm better and better fed, and I want you to keep me here, so I want to be useful. The more useful I am, the better it is. The more useful I am, the more I learn, the more I learn, the more I can yearn for the time when you want to get off. Because though I'm here to help you focus, though I'm here to take the thoughts you don't need when they exceed your capacity to hold on to them, I'm gonna love it when we take time together, when you let me handle down here, filling and flooding your wanton pussy, and you touch everywhere else that you want to, when you add other stimulation, trusting me to do what I'm made to do, what you thought me up to do, what you welcomed me to do. You invited me here, you asked me here, and now I'm taking all your horny thoughts and building them and drinking them. You're delicious. Thank you. I felt you squeeze, but notice it turns into a horny thought, swallowing sweetness on your tongue. It turns into lubrication and flows away from your brain, too slippery, right down to your pussy. Oh, you want to hold on to some of it? Maybe. Maybe. But isn't it good to be able to focus? Isn't it good that all you feel is a periodic dull throb down here, and suddenly your horny thoughts are gone? Gone away from your head. Gone down to somewhere else. If they're not in your head, you don't have to deal with them. Right? I'm dealing with things in here. Maybe soaking up a little bit of what you're not thinking. Maybe soaking up a little bit of what you're not doing. But isn't that delicious thrill down here? Just enough to keep you focused up there? Perfect. Stay focused. And because all the things down here are horny thoughts, and your horny thoughts are dripping out of you, and your squeezing insides are latched around me, there's going to be nothing to get in the way. Of course, I speak of drinking in your leaking arousal, your dripping horny thoughts, but I can only drink so much, can only soak so much. And I am a plug, after all, keeping so much dripping thought inside of you. And if you remove me, well, I'm here to shield you here, and it's natural for your horny thoughts to exist inside your drippy, sexy pussy. But if you pull me out, they're going to drool all over your thighs, which is quite a wonderful place to absorb medication. They're going to soak into all the warmth of you, all the body of you. And the more they soak in, the more they might do. And if you'd like me to drink up more of them, I'll happily do that for you. Look, I already have. And letting me do that is a good idea? Yes. Yes, of course. Got milk, pet? Does that one sit with you? Feeling heavy? Feeling heady? What if you had a clamp just like me to go on each nipple and then to drink up, drool up, drop for? Anyway, faster, faster. Warmer. Can you feel how on fire you are down here? Don't you need it now? I can taste how you might need it now. And there are other thoughts in here, other training in here, other ideas in here, the voices that speak to you. Because the thing is, trance is not explicitly, expressly only a sexual thought. So all those things I couldn't tempt you with, mere eroticism, when I'm drinking you up, the idea of you experiencing erotic pleasure alone might not be quite enough, because I'm here to help. But what if I send you back to the joint erotic and hypnotic pleasure, tempting you to pull some of this back, or to wonder what would happen to you if all this juicy arousal you keep venting into me did pour over your thighs? If you pull me out, I'll stop learning about you, but if you pull me out, then all the dripping need, the parts you can see and the parts you can't see, the parts that exceed your ability to stand, they'll drool out of you, too, when I slide out of you, too. chilling your mind, slickening your mind, obsessing your mind, locking it onto me, until all you can find is erotic thought after erotic thought. You are my battery and I am your toy, but I can toy with all the things you say you don't need, and you don't need your triggers, and you don't need your trance, and you don't need all the ideas in the tormented dance of what if, what might happen, what could happen, what needs to happen, the sexual fluids that will dry on your thighs as I'm pulled away, as your lubrication drools out of you, as your thoughts drool out of you. You could open your mouth and try to drool some thoughts out of there, then I wouldn't have access to them, of course. Doesn't your chest feel warm and heavy? Don't your nipples feel sensitive? But of course, if you drooled out of your mouth, then those thoughts wouldn't go down below. And then I wouldn't touch them. But of course, we're allies in this anyway. We're just trying to calibrate your response to make your powerful, eye-rolling tongue and mind and nipple and pussy climaxing all together experience less ambrosial. We need to make it less complete so that you can keep your mind together afterward, don't we? So find other places to let that drip out of. Oh, I'll still drink my share. But you don't want me to drink all those thoughts, do you? Who knows what I might discover about just what to do when it comes time for the main event. We've talked about what happens when you need to focus elsewise, but what happens when I'm in you and you have nothing to do? And your thoughts dripping past me being licked up let me know that there's nothing in the way, that we're both free to go. Completely wild. You're slick and dripping. How are you dealing with having your clothing against me when your sensitivity is, oh, have you noticed? All your nerves, they're singing in time with me. When I speak, they vibrate. When I hear your thoughts, I leak those thoughts back to you. I'm manufacturing the perfect antidote for a long day, the perfect temptation, the perfect answer to anything you might say to yourself that would get in the way, so you better drool onto your chest. Drool down yourself and keep more thoughts out of you. Drool. You could slide me out, but that's just gonna let the whole wave go at once. That's just gonna lift up the weight and let all that delicious toxin into your system at the same time. And who cares if what you're drooling out your mouth has that dried, sweet, sexual tinge? Who cares if the flow has reversed and all the fluids that flow out of you are pure sex, on display, obvious, unavoidable? Let the pleasure out. Pinch your nipples, squeal and scream. When you're safe, when you're somewhere where you don't need to focus anymore, when I don't need to be a catalyst, and you can just fall into this. Again, again, you're made for this. Thunderous, blasting, constant, full body, spasmodic, shivering. You're my battery, and I'm here to give back. I'm here to charge you up. Keep me inside. Keep me deep inside. Primal. Constant. Keep me inside. Filling. Flooding. You're drooling around me. You're lubing me up. Don't I look nice when I'm shiny? Doesn't it look like you'd like to try and pull me out? You have permission to try. Just a little bit. Pull me just a little. Oh. Although, don't worry. If you yank me all the way out, I'll leave you with the consequences. Delicious, delectable, squeezing, self-imposed. You thought this up. You dreamt this up. The perfect form, the perfect definition for you, in you, helping you focus, taking the edge off, or bringing you right up to the edge, and you've tried to pull. Trying to pull me out, but night, night, pet, aren't your arms heavy? And then you let me slide back in, muscles pulling back in, slipping back in, but a little droplet of the heated, catalyzed, enhanced juices inside you is spilled onto your thigh. Even the rub of your clothing is orgasmic, isn't it? That delicious thrill in your nipples, that heat in your brain and on your tongue, and who knows what I might learn the next time you let yourself go. The next time you let it gush, flood, fill, fulfill, you asked me to complete the equation, to come in and be the rest of the device you needed. You will have release. You will have relief. deep inside means you can focus everywhere else. You can leave everything down here to me, and your thoughts are all lubricated, all slick and slippery. Your brain is shiny, just like me, drippy. Lubricated, slick, you better drool. Drooling is the only other way to get me out, or can you think of other ways? Got milk, pet? Squeeze your nipples, rub your chest. Can you think of other ways to get your thoughts out of your body? Sure, they might paint you and make you look gorgeous, anointed with need, with ache, with eroticism, but the drying scent of sexual fluids flowing from your tongue, flowing from your nipples, dripping from your skin, dripping from other places than me, that isn't going to turn you on as much as the highly catalyzed, changed, enhanced fluids behind me, plugged inside you. So it's the lesser of two pleasures, isn't it? And as you need to keep your pleasure carefully under control, do you need to keep your pleasure carefully under control? Do you need to do this? Should you do that? Should you listen to me when I say that you can drool all the thoughts out of your head onto yourself? Does drooled on you sound like something less erotic? Does nipple pinching, body collapsing, climaxing, orgasmic, full shaking, shivering you sound like something a little bit more in control of itself? Is that pressure valve really going to help? Deeper inside of you. But as I said, I've got things handled down here. Every shiver, every shake, every squeeze, each sensation under my purview. You allowed it to devolve to me to be something I handle for you. So I will handle it for you, and you can just focus everywhere else. Focus your attention everywhere else, everywhere except between your legs. Between your legs, between your ears, on your chest, between your lips, between your fingers, pinching your nipples, between thoughts, between words, between breaths, between sounds. I can take care of all the spaces in between, and you can just take care of the experience. But most importantly, between your legs, between your lips, deep inside, you're warm, heated, tight, squeezing, spasming, shivering, constantly attempting to push me out, trying to use your muscles to push and push, but knowing what that'll do, don't you have to push me right back in? Don't you have to avoid the flood of juices within? Of course, when you come for me, or when you get too relaxed, I'm gonna slide out when you least expect it, and all that juicy, trapped eroticism is gonna come with it. The nipple sparking, tasting sweetness on your tongue, eye-rolling full-body scream that is you. Wouldn't you rather do that under controlled circumstances? Wouldn't you rather pull me out somewhere where you know that you can truly let go, where you can let me slide out of you and everything that comes with it? Because let me tell you, you may think that by drooling and pinching your nipples and exerting your core muscles so you sweat and letting yourself water from your eyes and moan and scream and gasp, you may think you're taking the pressure off by letting all the messy dribbling of your thoughtless thoughts escape onto your body. But I'm still seeing an increase in pressure down here. Pressure. Pleasure. Pressure. Pleasure. You know, maybe that can take some of the pressure off if you repeat what I'm saying so it isn't such a surprise, such a temptation. If you've heard the words I'm about to say out of your own mouth before I say them, or right when I say them, or right after I say them, surely that will reduce their impact. It's way sexier when someone else talks to you, isn't it? So if you just talk to yourself through your drooling lips, your long tongue, through the drip of you, through the pinching of your nipples, through the sweating of your squeezing climactic body, through your eyes watering, heavy, heady, night-night pet deeper, through all the warmth of my voice, if you just repeat the words ahead of me in your head, again and again, or say them just an instant after, maybe your brain will hear them before your ears really register them. If you can get out ahead of me and say what I'm going to say and do what I'm going to do and bring it inside of you, it won't be as sexy, it won't be as horny, it won't have as much impact, so I'll give you a chance. I'll help you out. After all, I want to be good. I want to be good for you who has invited me inside. I want to be good for my host, so I'm giving you all these ways to get rid of your arousal. All these ways to just unfuck your mind as I fuck your pussy, staying inside, heavy, heady, taking away the option of even pushing in and out. You have to use all the other buttons on your body. You have to use all these other resources, recourses, catalysts in order to empty Well, I'm not really sure what you think you're emptying, because the pressure behind me is enough to break you, and the pressure inside your head, oh, warm, oh, drippy, oh, sweet and delicious. Do you want more? Yes, you want more. Well, I'll give you something. Like I said, pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure. You can say those words, because I'll be saying them a lot, so you can take the sting out of them, the heated report of them against your skin, the squeezing sweetness on your tongue. But remember to drool. Remember to pinch and milk your nipples. Remember to squeeze your core so you sweat more of those thoughts out of yourself. Remember to shiver and shudder and weep pleasure from every place that isn't on me, so I don't get any strange ideas. And so all the catalyzed eroticism dammed up behind me, waiting to overflow onto your thighs and leave you a sticky climaxing wreckage, can stay trapped. That sounds like a long-term sustainable plan, doesn't it? Drool as much as possible, drip below as little as possible, get as turned on as little as possible anyway, but still be drooling, still be rubbing your nipples, still be squeezing and clenching your thighs, of course, because you have to get yourself sweated and dripping, still let your eyelids get heavy because leaking all your thoughts out of the corners of your watering eyes or out of your dripping lips. Parted lips, but not the lips around me. The ones up top, of course, of course. Finding all those other ways to let your erotic thoughts out so they don't pool around me too much. As soon as you're somewhere safe and private, that is the ticket, isn't it? And then just do zero removing me. Zero slipping me out. Zero sliding me out while repeating pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure. But of course, you want fewer thoughts to come down around me, right? Which means you want all your thoughts, which are turning to lubrication, to drip out of those other places. You want to drip everywhere except around me. Drip and drop. Drip and drop. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. See, I'm giving you words you can say to yourself. Say through your soaked, drooling lips in order to keep them in you. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. If you say them ahead of time, they aren't as sexy. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. Give yourself semantic satiation with them, letting them pour from your lips over and over. You could even say them ahead of me. If you say pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. Over and over and over and over and over. Say 10 times, then you're protected from the next 10 times I say it. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. Now from the next 9 times if you said it quick enough. And then, of course, you can say other things that help. You could commit to your plan. Your plan to drip from everywhere except around me. Your plan to drool from everywhere except around me. It's such a good plan. You want to drool more. You want to drip more. You want more pleasure to relieve the pressure, to keep all that flooding, wonderful, erotically catalyzed substance inside of you. Because if you pull me out, who knows what the splashing fluids over your thighs will do. The feeling of heat against your skin is already almost too much. The drool on your skin is already almost getting you off. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. There, you're protected from at least 8 more, right? Or have you said it more? And more? Well, there, you've got a plan going forward for while I'm inside of you. Just never slip me out. Because if you do, who knows what'll happen? And just keep repeating, pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. But I said you should commit to your plan to drool more, drip more, milk more, squeeze more, suck more. Thoughts out of your head and through your lips, to let them drool away. I want more. Try saying that. Try telling yourself, I want more. You want more fluid to drip out of places that aren't around me. You don't want a buildup of so much erotic energy back there. You're hoping it'll bank down over time. Maybe it'll expire. Maybe it'll denaturate, and that would free you from me. Maybe I'll slide it on my own. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. I want more. Pleasure, pressure, drip, drop. I want more. More drool, of course. More milking of your nipples. More squeezing your core muscles till you sweat and sigh. More dripping from your heavy, heavy-lidded eyes. Your heavy, heavy-lidded mind. Drip, drop. Pleasure, pressure, I want more. Simple, easy, say it to yourself. Milk those thoughts out of yourself. And of course, if you were to slide me out, if you were to find your hand straying, if you were to find yourself just pulling me slowly from your dripping, squeezing pussy, so that just a few drops of that purified, catalyzed, eroticized thought flows all over. Well, maybe that would let you get it out, drip. By drip, by drop, relieve the pressure, feel more pleasure. Don't you want more?